There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to Day 11 of the Tabernacle, the Mystery of the Laver. Charles Swindoll once said, "Just as clear, fresh water cleanses our bodies, God's written word washes us clean deep down inside our souls. It purifies our thoughts, scrubs our motives, and cleans our conscience as we absorb it and obey its truths." Today's text comes from Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 27, and verse 32. "Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish." This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. There is some mystery surrounding the bronze laver. Compared to the other furnishings of the tabernacle, Scripture gives very little detail about this basin for washing. You will remember that the Bible describes the exact dimensions of the bronze altar, 7.5 feet square by 4.5 feet tall. Yet we are not given any dimensions for the bronze laver. We are given a specific description of the altar. It is made of acacia wood, bronze on the outside, and has horns on each of the corners. Yet we are only given two primary descriptions concerning the laver. It was made of bronze, and the upper portion was made from the mirrors of the women of Israel. Besides these facts, very little is known about the bronze laver. However, as we mentioned yesterday, washing at the bronze laver symbolizes how God's word ministers to us. Indeed, both mystery and washing with water are used to describe God's word in Ephesians 5. In Ephesians 5, 22 through 33, Paul states the biblical roles for husbands and wives. In describing the husband's responsibility, Paul states that husbands should love their wives the same way Christ loved the church. That's from verse 25. Paul continues by saying that Jesus gave his life for the church so that he might sanctify believers. Then Paul makes this astounding declaration, "having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word." That's from verse 26. As you study Ephesians 5, you are sure that these verses only refer to the husband and his bride. That is, until you get down to verse 32. This mystery is profound, and I'm saying that it refers to Christ and the church. The word for profound is the Greek word mega. This is a mega mystery. The great mystery is that every biblical responsibility of a groom to his bride is depicted by our bridegroom, Jesus, as he prepares his bride, the church, for our eternal union with him. R. Kent Hughes' commentary on Ephesians 5, 25-32 provides incredible insight into this mystery of the bride being sanctified through the washing of water with the word. To understand this sanctifying love, I want us to consider three brief pictures, a very Hebrew picture, a prophetic picture, and a marital picture. The Hebrew picture is this. It is the bride's wedding day, the day of her dreams. She rises with the dawn in anticipation. The hours speed by. Her women friends join her for her ritual nuptial bathing. The cleansing bath completed, she is clothed in her embroidered linen wedding dress and the wedding sandals. She waits breathlessly, without spot or wrinkle, for her bridegroom. That's a lovely picture, but the prophetic picture is even more so. It is of the individual members of the church here on earth who, under the preaching of the word, are joyously baptized, symbolizing full washing from sin and their regeneration as the bride of Christ. Then the picture switches to the return of Christ, when this washed and regenerated church is presented by Christ to himself in absolute perfection. She radiates her perfection, completely free from any ethical or spiritual stain. The official wedding is ready to begin. This is a picture of the sealing of the romance of the ages. As the priests washed in the bronze laver, they saw their reflections in the basin and they prepared themselves to serve God. When a husband allows God's word to sanctify his marriage, he is able to lead his family to prepare themselves to one day meet Jesus Christ. As we, the bride of Christ, continually serve God as his church, may his word continually cleanse us so that we will be a spotless bride when our bridegroom Jesus returns. Some questions to consider. How do you think the daily washing at the laver compares to our daily need to be washed by his word? The word sanctify in Ephesians 5:26 is the same New Testament word used for cleanse in 2 Corinthians 7:1. How then does the following verse apply to today's devotion? From 2 Corinthians 7:1, "Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God." The noun translated as washing in Ephesians 5:26 occurs only one other place in Scripture, one other place in the New Testament. It is translated as washing in Titus 3:5. How does the following scripture relate to today's discussion? From Titus 3, verses 5 through 7. "He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life." Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.